This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how avoiding confrontation isn't always right. And recently, we talked about using our words to speak into another's destiny. And most often, we'll see these words as very positive words, words of encouragement. But sometimes, we also can speak in a person's destiny through confrontation. It might be using different words and certainly a different tone, but when we are on someone's side and we really want to see them prosper, confrontation may be the next course of action. And this is what Nathan had to do with David. Now, David is someone that Nathan loves, he respects, and he is certainly in David's corner. But when David sins greatly, by sleeping with another man's wife and by in turn having that man murdered, and now the man's wife Bathsheba is carrying David's child, he had crossed the line, so to speak, in Nathan's mind, and Nathan had to call him on it. And I find this passage to be very instructive because for me personally, at times I will, be more inclined to keep the peace, or something will have to escalate before I reach this point of confrontation. And I'm going to remember this passage with Nathan and how he behaved. And so the words that teach me are, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Ephesians 4:15. Tomorrow, let's talk about diffusing wrath. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, seek God first, and if you're led, confront the one you love.